Teaching and learning in a post-COVID world. Critical race theory. Howard Zinn. Truth. Band? Yeah. There's a whole lot of crazy going on in today's classrooms. Where do you go for sanity? Maybe not here, but Busted Pencils Radio is here to soothe your anxiety. Now back to Tim, Johnny, and Busted Pencils Radio.
Oh, it is back. Johnny's at the school board meeting. Evan's in the booth, though, hanging out and helping me out with the show. I'm Dr. Tim Slugger. This is Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk, the only place where educated educators come to talk education. I put out the challenge, Evan. We've got somebody waiting, but the challenge is simply for anybody else, please join in, 844-967-2789. I said, if you would like to defend public schools and critique vouchers, I guarantee you that I will dismantle that argument. We have a taker, Gene in Eau Claire. Gene, welcome to Busted Pencils. Come on, come at me.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. As a property owner who has paid for school taxes for many, many years, at least 40, and who has never had children who have attended public schools or any schools, no children. Okay, now, what assures me that my tax dollars are being well spent on education? What is my ability to elect people to check out those private schools, and if I'm getting a bang for my buck?
Well, good question.
Yeah, return on investment question, right? So maybe a slight little bit of I wasn't ready for the taxpayer for 40 years who's never had children in school. However, I spent a lot of time with my grandfather before he passed away, explaining to me that after my mother and my aunts and uncles finished school, he should never have to pay taxes again because those kids were done.
Okay.
So the idea of as a taxpayer, why should I, or what reassurance do I have? Now, first of all, Gene, you said about electing. Last time I checked, you're still able to vote. So again, if you can't get the people to vote in favor of your public schools, this could be part of the problem I'm hinting at, though, because we're not doing a good job of motivating. However, the guarantee that your tax dollars are being well spent at your public school, tell me how that is verified to you. How do you know that your local public schools are spending your hard-earned tax dollars the right way?
Okay, because they have services available that is mandated by our state for testing, school psychologists, counselors, and a lot of those private schools do not provide those services. In addition to it, there have been cases where kids have been kicked out of the schools for no reason whatsoever. I know of a little black child who, and I have to say it that way, in our area, where I live in Eau Claire area, was kicked out of school when he was a little guy for the end of the school, for the whole school semester without a really good reason, without a refund to their parents for bad behavior, and it was just a little tyke. Who is overseeing the teachers? What are their qualifications? In addition to that, because I remember years ago when schools were not as good as they are now.
Yeah.
You know, if you went to a certain school, oh man, you probably couldn't even get into college or get accepted. And if children moved from different states, the curriculums weren't similar, and some kids would have to go ahead in schools or behind in schools. I mean, schools have come a very long way. What's to prevent the private schools from taking down, how far we've progressed in the education system?
Okay, Gene, thank you so much. I love these calls. They're awesome.
Oh, that was incredible. I mean,
that was awesome. Gene from Eau Claire, she might have got me, Evan. She might.
Okay.
Although
okay.
I'm not done yet.
Of course not.
Okay. But she has some great points, right? Some really good talking points. In fact, I wouldn't even say they're points. I would go back to my first.
Talking points.
I wouldn't
facts.
Say they're points. I would go back to my first segment. She has some facts.
Yeah.
She has some awesome facts, right? And I'm not disputing her facts. My question, though, is why do Jean's facts not matter?
Sure, sure.
And this is where we're really trying to go with the show tonight.
And I even have a small anecdote that cues directly into that question. Why doesn't this stuff matter? And somebody that I know who had a child in public schools in the county that I went to public school at the same time. So I feel fortunate to have gotten a really, really good education from the public school that I attended. This woman's son, she had some perceived issues that he wasn't being helped with certain things, right? So in her mind, this has developed to essentially public schools are not capable of providing special needs, right?
Okay.
Help to, you know, and we're not talking full on disability where people, you know, need caretaking and stuff. Someone who's struggling with reading and is falling behind, that they don't have the resources or wherewithal.
The public school couldn't meet the needs of this special needs student.
That's yes,
according to the parent.
That's the argument. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
and private. And so I guess there is a punchline. Thank you.
Good.
Sent him to a private school where you know she perceived that those issues you know weren't prevalent. That she was able to get what she felt her son needed.
So she exercised the freedom to make her choice.
That's right.
And she got her son the education he deserved. But Jean had the fact of saying the reality is that a private school doesn't have to guarantee those services to a student in need, a special needs child with a diagnosed condition.
And it's true. And I'm not so cynical as to say that they would fail to provide it. Intentionally or anything like that. I'm not quite to the point where I believe that these private institutions are simply money grabs.
No, but it's, you know, could this student have been denied services, right? Is the point Jean was saying.
Yeah.
Because in a public school funded by taxpayer dollars, governed by the people. For better or worse, whatever is, you know, the board, public schools are not allowed to deny services. A public school or a private school, though, can deny those services. That's why public schools are awesome. Okay, now you gave us an anecdote of somebody who believed they were getting their child's special needs handled better at a private school. Great. I'm glad for them. However, the fact is still there, what Jean said. Private schools are not required. I'm telling you, though, as we're coming up on, you know, the next segment, too, or as we're coming up on a break for at the bottom, make sure you give us a call, 844-967-2789.
Just before we switch too far there, there's a ferocity with which she defends this particular experience. Right.
I can only imagine
her perception of public schools was forever changed. And so that's sort of what we're up against. We're up against it's in the heart. Right.
You're hitting something right there. And we're going to start getting to facts don't matter. It doesn't matter. And this is where defenders of public schools seem to not be able to get the fact that your facts don't matter.
Yeah.
When we get back, though, I'm going to come at you and throw some facts after that minute, 844-967-2789. For somebody else, though, the challenge still remains. Come on, try to take me down. I guarantee you I will take you out in your defense of public education as opposed to vouchers. But I will, in the next segment, start to give people a sense of going, how can we help people win and understand about public schools without being inundated with crappy facts. Crappy facts don't change people's hearts.
And I hope that our listeners are hearing, you know, that school choice is a different conversation. On one hand, you have a system that will abolish public school. Eventually, it's an eventuality that they will go away. On the other hand, you have parents choosing where they send their kids. And I think it's very different conversations.
Could be. More of that conversation on Busted Pencils, Fully Leaded Education Talk, back after the break. We don't want to talk. They don't want to talk.